Welcome to the Get Published podcast, sponsored by Brody Consulting Group. To get more information about our coaching, publishing, executive ghostwriting, and podcast production services, go to getpublishedpodcast.com. Hello, I am Paul Brody, and thank you for joining us for another episode of the Get Published podcast, where we help authors get published with a proven system that works. Today, we're being joined by Dr. Justin Choseclair, author of Today's Choices, Tomorrow's Health. Dr. Justin, welcome to the show.
Hey, really glad to be here. Thank you.
Are you ready to get started?
Let's do it.
All right. Question number one. What is the one piece of advice that you would give to a first-time author who is currently writing their book?
Well, you got to be consistent. I've written two books. I'm on my other two coming up right now, and it's just the day gets away from you, and I don't have the pressure right now to have to write every day, but if I don't at least have it on my to-do list, you know, that the long-term to-do list, it just won't get done for like a whole week, and I don't like that. So if I can just do 3, maybe 4 days a week, even just 30 minutes at a time, you know your book's going to get done. Otherwise, it'll always be put to the back burner because there's always something else to do.
Yeah, it's just like the power of habit, right? You just get used to it. You're creating new content every day. And it's amazing when you get so many days consecutively where you're doing that, and then boom, a couple weeks later, you got a book ready to go.
It feels great just to know that you put something into your book. You're like, I feel accomplished. It's going to happen. Just maybe 2 more months.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a process, but it's getting into that habit because everyone's different. Some people like the power of habit where they're writing so much a day, and then you have other people that just want to write when the inspiration hits. But the easiest way to create that content and to keep it coming out is just by writing consistently every single day. And as you mentioned, for like half an hour, it's all you need.
I even spoke my book. That way, you know, I spent the time and recorded it, got it transcribed. So at least I have a basis. So now it's more like just proofreading everything. And that still takes a while because what you said and what you actually need to write down are two different things. But man, what a jump start.
Did you use the Rev Audio app?
I did not. Now there's free versions. And is it 100% accurate? No. Are there not paragraphs sometimes? Yeah, it's one big thing. It's like a big block of text sometimes. You're like, oh no. But it's fine because you're going to rewrite it all anyway after you speak it. So you want to know who I use?
Yes.
Otter.ai.
Got it. Excellent. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And the reason I ask is we use Rev. And the reason is they always give us 99% accuracy, but you pay for the price. So, I mean, it's typically, mm-hmm. It's a free app, and they charge you a dollar per minute for transcription. But as I always tell my clients, you need 10 to 12 minutes of audio for each chapter. So you get the inspiration, you're driving to work or you're wherever, hit the record button, talk it out, hit the stop button when you're done, then hit transcribe, spend $12, and then within 3 hours, they're going to send you basically the whole transcript for you for that chapter with 99% accuracy. So I'm a big believer in those type of programs. So I'm glad you utilize something similar.
Yeah, this one's 15 minutes, and you can, if you have an interview, you can actually put each speaker. So you know it's Paul, you know it's Justin.
Nice.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Anyway, that's one I use. So
cool. Well, what do you feel is the hardest part about getting published?
It's so easy. There's nothing hard about it, thanks to self-publishing. Maybe the hard part is figuring out, do you want to use like Lulu or Amazon? I mean, that might be the biggest decisions you have to make. I have one book that I did self-publish, and I've used a different company altogether, and they print the book for you, and you can't find it unless you find me, which is sometimes difficult, depending on how much marketing you want to do. And the other one I just self-published through Amazon, so that's obviously really simple, worldwide distribution. Couple of clicks, there's so many articles between yourself and online to show you how to submit the book, and with companies like Fiverr and all those places, you can get a description nicely made, HTML'd, so it looks right on Amazon. So they take all the hurdles out for just $20 sometimes.
What about the editing and the proofreading?
You know, I found some people on Fiverr. I found a lady, she's like English first language, but in Mexico, PhD in some scientific writing stuff. I was like, that's some pretty darn good credentials, you ask me. So I let her try, and I liked her work, and I've tried some other people for smaller projects for the podcast, and it was okay. So you kind of get what you pay for, and sometimes you should probably try like half a chapter just to see what they do. It might cost you a little bit up front to figure it out, but once you find someone you like, because you can pay for a lot. You can pay for just commas and wrong words, and you can pay even more for someone to go through and say, hey, that paragraph is dumb, or this goes better with chapter 3 instead of chapter 12, and they can arrange those things for you. So it's just how much do you want to spend? But luckily, you don't have to spend $3,000 or more if you don't want to.
Well, let's talk about marketing. So please share a marketing strategy that you have used in your book launch that has worked well.
Okay, so August was my birthday month, and I said I want to be number one best-selling author. And I was going through the web pages, and I figured it out. So there's the whole browse categories behind the scenes that you can submit. So I went through different categories, and I'm not a fan of these fiction books becoming nonfiction all of a sudden. I'm like, oh, that's cheating to me. But I went and found categories that like fit my book, that are all nonfiction, and didn't have a lot of competition from what I could analyze. Submitted those, then I went on these book lists that promote like free early discounted Kindle books. Paid for some of those, bit a massive splash to my entire email list and all the contacts I had. If y'all could please share this, I created a graphic to do that as well. And it was, download the book for free for the first 2 days, and then it ended up being like 99 cents for a few more days, and worked out really well. I was trying to promote like also get like a coaching session for free. Now that verdict is still out based on how I did it. I should have probably figured out something a little bit better to make that part better. But I became number one in 7 categories, went to number 105 on Kindle free, and 122 in all of paid Kindle for those couple days. So I was pretty excited about that.
Well, speaking of books, I'd like to ask, what is your favorite book and what was the number one thing that you learned from it?
Back in the day, when I just started my clinic, because I'm a chiropractor, you start reading things and everybody's like, what do you suck at? You should do better. Like, learn how to do it. So I'm like, man, there's a lot of things. I don't know how to do marketing, WordPress. there's a lot. And then finally I read a book, Strength Finders 2.0. It was about all about your strengths. And there's like, I don't know, 36 different things you could be good at. And it's just saying, look, if you're good at these and you're good at that, pour more energy to those, and you can hire somebody, create a team around you with the things that you're not good at. And so it kind of blew my mind. I was like, wow, that's a thing. And that was, back in probably 2008 or 2009. Like minor learner, achiever, empathy, includer, and intellection. So it's like, how do you use those to embrace what you're good at, cultivate it, and just let somebody else pick up the slack where you're not as great.
And for a final question, what is your favorite quote and why?
Okay, my favorite quote is not a thing. I don't really have favorite quotes, but I was reading, surfing the social media, and this kind of stood out to me recently because of just the political climate we're in. Thought it was kind of a cool thing. It's a little long, so bear with me. The desire to be right and the desire to have been right are two desires, and the sooner we separate them, the better off we are. So the desire to be right is the thirst for truth, both practical and theoretical, and there's nothing but good to be said about it. But the desire to have been right, on the other hand, is the pride that goeth before a fall. It stands in the way of our seeing we were wrong, and thus blocks the progress of our knowledge. And that was from W.V. Quine from back in 1978.
Well, not to just it
And
out.
the reason.
Oh, sorry, go ahead, sir.
No, you're good. I mean, it's just that the idea of, where we are, where you want to go, and sometimes you just have to find common ground to progress yourself, progress your family, progress your politics, whatever you're into. It doesn't always have to be so black and white.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Justin, I want to thank you for being a guest on the show. What is the best way for people to find you online?
Adoctorsperspective.net is the podcast page, and then everything else between my personal clinic, all your social media, all of that stuff is going to be on that one page. The books, everything.
Excellent. Well, thank you once again for being on the show, and I wish you all the best in your author journey ahead.
You as well.
Thanks again for joining us today. To learn more about how you can be featured in our brand new Get Published Business Book, go to getpublishedpodcast.com.